with the Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington. Currently, not all markets ask for beef quality assurance certification, but it's the end users of beef products that are now asking more and more often that producers of beef have that training and certification. Stockmanship expert Ron Gill recently told the NCBA, there's really no way around these issues when it comes to beef handling. At various points, cows are going to be loaded onto trucks for transport.
Transportation is a huge part of our industry, and we don't talk about it that much. When I first started talking about transportation and movement of cattle, they may be on a truck five different times in their life. Change of ownership from an auction market to an order buyer to a stocker operator, back to a feedlot to a packing plant. I mean, it just goes on and on when you keep thinking about how much we move cattle. And it's a very unlike other animal industries where they go from growing straight to the packer. They don't move them that much. And so we've got a real responsibility, if we're going to be handling them that much, to do it right.
Beef quality assurance certification and training is currently a voluntary program. However, in anticipation of increased market requests for certification, training opportunities are popping up. A database of certified producers is also housed at most state beef council offices. That's today's Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington on the Ag Information Network of the West.